A blockbuster exclusive from the Detroit Free Press. Ford Motor Company knowingly launched low-priced, fuel-efficient cars with defective transmissions and continued selling the troubled Focus and Fiesta models despite thousands of complaints and an avalanche of repairs. Reporter Phoebe Wall Howard has been combing through the documents. Phoebe, what have you found?
This is a situation where a company clearly was tracking with its engineers development issues, but it appears, based on documentation and internal emails, that they also tracked year after year hundreds and thousands of Americans begging and pleading for help, that they were worried about the experience on the highway, trucks coming on them, and losing control. It's just, the company maintains this is not a driver safety issue. They point to federal regulators not cracking down. So the company has done many, many recalls for many issues, but not the transmission in these, affecting 2 million Americans. In this case, there isn't a fix. So the solutions are recalling and doing a buyback. Currently, you have major lawsuits pending, and in California, judges are trying to decide if a class action claim is fair. An argument has been made that capping payments at $2,000 for victims of this situation is not fair. And abroad, Ford has lost major cases in Australia. In fact, the Australian government said this is possibly the most egregious consumer fraud action. So in the United States, Ford conceded the problem in terms of liability on the car. But what the plaintiff said in the United States is accused Ford of fraud. Yeah. And the only case that has been tried, Ford has lost a $700,000 verdict.
Right. So the Focus and Fiesta, the biggest problem is the cars slip out of gear. Is that the biggest issue?
They absolutely slip out of gear. So it goes into neutral. You could be on the highway and you're going 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden it feels as if you're slowing down for no reason. You know, we have a number of cases where people are in the intersection and they go to turn left or right, and the car won't go. They're backing out of a driveway. They're looking either way. They see cars coming, and they go to accelerate in reverse. It won't go.
You referenced victims before. What kind of victims have we had here?
Well, you've got a number of injury victims reported to federal regulators. We absolutely cannot document deaths because we don't have public record of deaths. We don't know if there have been any private settlements with the company. We just know of many, many anecdotal cases where people lose power on highways when they're surrounded by cars and trucks and in heavy traffic.
We're speaking with Phoebe Wall Howard, autos reporter at the Detroit Free Press, part of the USA Today network. She's got a shocking piece that she's broken entitled "Ford Knew the Focus and Fiesta Models Had Flawed Transmissions and Sold Them Anyway." So you referenced this is about 2 million customers, all of them having problems?
2 million customers affected. To be clear, 1.5 million of these vehicles are on our roads today. In terms of who is affected, the big class action represents nearly 2 million. Yeah. And so this is people, like I said, they'll be capped if they get anything. We're tracking the litigation. But in this case, what makes this jarring is not just the claim of a defective vehicle, but whether or not the company knowingly launched vehicles really built for people who had the fewest resources, working people, retired people, college students.
This is slightly off subject, but it kind of relates to the whole quality question. How does the F-150 do so remarkably well and have this incredible record of reliability, and the same company turns around and puts out the Focus and Fiesta?
That's a very important question, and it's absolutely related in that the F-Series is the cash cow for Ford Motor Company. It is a brilliant product, and it is a very expensive product with a very high profit margin. So you might say there is a $10,000 to $15,000 profit per truck, if not more. In these little bitty cars, the profit is just teeny-weeny. So if you have an issue like you need a transmission replacement or you need a recall or a buyback, there's just no wiggle room financially on these little cars. if you have a bigger problem on any vehicle, there's a margin there for profit. That's just a reality. The trucks are high profit, high revenue, and frankly, the loyal customer is absolutely appreciated by these auto companies, all of them.
Thanks, Phoebe. Reporter Phoebe Wall Howard from the Detroit Free Press.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.